Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if Amabavis is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
And we are here live, everybody. It's Crab Diving on a Thursday, coming at you as some asshole's car alarm goes out right underneath the window here at Crab Diving Studios. Because, you know, his stupid fucking car can't be stolen.
It's so important. It stopped.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Left 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern type coast. If it ain't that time, it ain't live. It's a rerun. We thank you for listening to us either way. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
Hola, America.
I really think we should. I mean, are you anti-death penalty?
Yes.
Except in the case of people that use car alarms. I really think we should string those fuckers up. I mean, God damn it.
Yeah, it's a struggle being anti-death penalty, because especially getting ready for this show and reading all the shit that we have to read.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning on the way up to it, there's every 5 minutes I read about somebody that my lizard brain says, kill him!
Your lizard brain?
My lizard brain, but then
Is lizard brain like your evil brain?
Well, yeah, it's my primordial evil.
Yes.
Instant, you know, my first reaction is,
right.
God, somebody needs to kill that fucker. And then civilization takes over.
It's right, like, well, right.
You can't do that shit.
Oh, dude, speaking of lizards, did you happen to see the story? I think it was on the Daily Mirror, some trash, about this kid somewhere. He found a caiman out in the woods, a baby.
On a small island?
No, right.
Romney has his money?
Right. No. A little lizard.
Right.
That he thought was a lizard.
Oh, I saw this
and
story.
He took it home and he raised it in his bathtub, and then all of a sudden the fucking thing grew really fast.
Yeah,
and he had to get rid of it.
There's a page, Esther the Wonder Pig.
Right.
The which is oddly addicting to see what's going on.
I love there. Esther the Wonder Pig.
It's these two guys in Canada. I forget what part of Canada.
Hey, go fuck yourself, hoser.
Two gentlemen who are partnered up, and they are they adopted a what they thought was supposed to be a mini pig.
Did they think it was a pot belly?
Yeah, one of those little mini pigs or something. And they took it to the vet, and the vet saw like a tattoo or something. I guess they put these Auschwitz like tattoos on the pigs.
A ham stamp
that are going to be that are going to be headed for the bacon factory. And the vet was like, "Oh, I don't think this is a mini pig." And it turns out that she's just a regular big old, you know,
big
bacon kind of pig, and she's now 670 pounds.
It's
670 pounds.
I mean that, and it's inside. Esther lives
She's
inside.
A house pig, and they made a they've got a whole career out of it now. These guys are amazing because they're working their fucking balls off now.
They're doing good.
They did a Kickstarter because they wanted to move out to a farm. Understandably,
yes.
They've got approaching 700 pound pig. And they decided to open an animal sanctuary for animals like Esther. I mean, what if somebody adopts a pig and not many people are going to be able to hang on to a 700-pound pig in their apartment?
I wouldn't be able to. I mean, could you imagine 700 pounds walking around Crab Diving Studios?
Well, it is. And they raised almost $500,000. And they bought this farm in the middle of nowhere in Canada.
Why didn't they buy somewhere like in Florida where it's warm?
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, because you could buy Florida with $600,000.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. And now they've got they've already started adding animals. They added four more gigantic pigs. None of these. Esther is the house pig. She gets to live inside with the dogs and the cat. That ain't going to change.
Is that what the other pigs call Esther? Oh, look at the house pig.
They probably hate it.
The house sow.
And but they live in a nice barn and everything. And now there's a horse and there's a jackass. And there's a they just got two cows. They're adding all these abused and neglected animals.
And none to be slaughtered, right? They're all...
Right. They're there to live out their lives.
That's nice.
None headed for the bacon factory.
Good for those animals, and you know.
It's really addicting to see these little videos they put out every day.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing to just watch this ginormous pig walking around the house. She knows how to open the fridge.
Pigs are smart,
and there's a picture of her. There's a video of her opening the fridge, and the guy's got his phone, you know, taping it, and he goes, "Hey." And the pig turns over. You know, they're smarter than dogs.
Right.
And she looks over and she's like. And he goes and closes the door and she throws like a little tantrum. She sticks her nose in the ground. She's all pissed off. Hey, what are you doing?
Do you think Esther ever sneaks into that fridge?
Oh, God, yeah.
And roots around in there? I mean, how long would it take her to break into something? I mean,
670 pounds. So check out Esther. The Wonder Pig.
Right.
And Happily Ever Esther is the name of the new sanctuary that they have.
Right. And by the way, I put the story about the caiman on our Facebook page.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
If you want to chat with us during the show, you can use the Twitter. Tweet us during the show. It's crabdiving, one word. We have Skype up and running. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. We're having some technical difficulties. We may have isolated it to a bit of sabotage. China sabotages with a cheap fucking cord.
Oh, right. The Chinese.
And that may have prevented us from being able to hear you.
God damn it.
So we may be able to swap out cords and may be able to take calls today. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
What up?
Or 601-LIAR.
Yeah, whichever, I like that one.
Whichever prefers, though.
But we don't lie.
We don't lie. We're not Republicans. Although, PolitiFact
yes.
came out with a recent... I saw a headline here that I
have
to
save up?
Now.
Oh, shit.
PolitiFact came out with fact-checking the networks. And... they found none of it is great news when I'm looking at this shit.
For anyone.
Well, okay. I can see. Actually, it's all bullshit. None of this should. No, nobody should be lying on the TV or making the shit up.
Unless it's the Sci-Fi Channel.
Right.
You know?
Right. So they have launched their network scorecards, they call them.
Oh.
They fact check CNN, MSNBC, NBC. Oh, well, this is why it's not fair. They put NBC and MSNBC together. They do put Fox and Fox News together. What they're doing is they compare the number of false statements.
Is crab diving included in this audit?
We haven't been included in the audit.
Noted.
The latest scorecard shows that more than 60% of the claims made on Fox News were mostly false or worse.
60%!
Mostly false.
Or worse, dude.
Or worse.
Oh, my God. So
50%, half of them... were either demonstrably false or outright lies.
Oh, my God.
Now, it ain't great on some of the other ones, though.
But listen to that. Listen to those numbers. So many fucking idiots are listening to these Fox fuckers.
PolitiFact found that 39% of the claims made on air during Fox News broadcasts had some basis in fact.
Congratulations,
yeah, 39%
guys.
Had some basis in fact, with 10% that could be proven as true.
Wow, Steve Doocy isn't totally full of shit, but mostly.
11% rated mostly true, 18% half true.
11% was most. What's true when they say what time it is?
Yeah, probably.
It's 7:02 in the morning here at Fox and Friends.
Well, Bill O'Reilly will be on tonight. Ding. That's
yeah, that's true. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Now, 44% on MSNBC and NBC are mostly false or worse.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
So that ain't green either. However,
they are combining
the
NBC.
Directions are going in different directions. I didn't say that. Well.
The trends.
Thank you.
The trends are going in different directions. Eat me.
And since the last scorecard, Fox is getting worse. And MSNBC, NBC have improved.
Oh, well, good. That's nice.
The amazingly, the most accurate news network with 80% of its claims being rated as half true or better.
The
half
weather, true. It's the Weather Channel,
this is
isn't
what
it?
We, no, they did not the weather. They it should be Comedy Central.
Yeah, yeah. This sucks.
That actually would be interesting if they dropped Comedy Central in there.
Daily Show.
Daily Show now the Nightly Show.
Right.
And see even Colbert, you know. When
I bet they score higher.
So it was CNN is rated the most accurate.
Wow.
Amazingly.
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer. And despite Don Lemon driving around in a Blizzard mobile.
I mean, Don Lemon's. Here's my problem with that.
Blizzard mobile.
That Don Lemon thing where he said that missing plane could have been swallowed up by a wormhole.
Black hole.
That should count for more. I don't know how they score this. The facts are false or whatever, but that should count for a lot. Is that was stupid.
That's really stupid.
Fuck that guy. Don Lemon just pisses me off every time I think about him. He's on the fucking news!
Yeah. So, again, check around, folks. Even on both sides. You know, political bent leans left.
Of course it does.
And I tend to agree more with what goes on in MSNBC.
Of course.
But I also do check. And when we're doing the show in the morning, to get ready for the show, I don't just hover on MSNBC. I'm over on The Blaze.
Well, dude,
I'm over on Drudge. I'm over on Fox. Yeah.
You have to check because there's so many of these parody stories out there anyway. You know, like The Onion and stuff. I see people post on Facebook every day, like stories that are not true. And then somebody's like, it's a parody, you dumbass.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I hate that.
I do too.
I hate getting caught with that.
It's embarrassing.
It wasn't a parody, but there was a meme that I shared on Facebook the other day, and it was a quote from, it was a picture of Inhofe.
Oh, my God.
That Christo Fascist.
What's his scorecard?
Troll from Oklahoma, who anti-science senator who wrote a book saying that all the global warming thing's a big hoax.
Oklaphobia.
It's a big hoax.
Yeah.
And he said that, how can we be so arrogant as to assume that we can affect the climate when God has his big dick controlling it?
Fuck off, please. Oh, Jesus, this tolerating religion thing is just wearing thin.
But Inhofe on that meme, there was a quote, something about, I don't trust science when God can, anything God says can refute any, quote, fact. And it might have been a Poe's Law. It might have been one of these cases where I got caught. I just shared it. I assumed he said it. But then when somebody said, oh, my God, did he say this? Do you have a citation? I'm going to share the hell out of this. And then I went to look and find the citation, and I couldn't find it. It was somebody else's meme that they had done to make it look like there was a quote. I can't find that exact quote. I did see another meme today, a different one with that quote. So now I'm wondering if I just fucked up and couldn't find it or not. But Poe's Law, you know what Poe's Law is, right?
No.
It's especially with right-wing nut job raids going on now. It means that a meme or a joke or a story or anything that is made in parody of an extremist.
Nevermore.
Can be. What?
Poe's Law.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
But made by an extremist can be confused.
Right.
with the truth because of how ridiculously extreme their views are.
I mean, it's insane that, but if you think of the context, it's not crazy that Inhofe would say that.
Well, he has in different versions.
Right.
It was just that exact quote he may not have said. But to see that quote paraded in front of me, it made absolute sense.
I don't have a problem believing that.
Right. And like,
he's a
and
dickhead.
That is a problem I have with some of the libs that are out there making memes is they're, some of them are doing this satire slash parody and they're just making shit up. And there's one page on Facebook, something about Sarah Palin. No, Bachman. It was some kind of Michelle Bachman page. And all they do is make these memes, but they're all bullshit quotes. They just make them up. But it looks exactly, I mean, you would think it falls right under the realm of possibility of some batshit crazy horrible thing that one of these fuckers would say. So you fall for it.
Right.
You know, you're not like, oh, God, he would never say that. You're like, of course he would say that. Share.
In the writer's handbook, Writing 101, are we allowed to cite memes as a source?
No, I mean,
what's different? I mean, you're citing, if you cite an article, it's words on a page, words on a picture.
Well, but if the meme has a citation, sometimes you'll see citations on memes.
Yes. Memes cannot stand on their own.
The story is
as truth.
You just got to be careful.
Right.
Gots to be careful.
You got to know if you're picking up a lizard out of the woods that he could be a big fucking alligator.
Could be a fucking
stupid
caiman.
Fucking yeah. Kid. You can't just put. And he's trying to raise it in his bathtub. At what point you're like, or the parents are like, hey, Junior, I don't know about that lizard. It looks like a fucking caiman.
Well, and what about when you want to take a bath? Where does the lizard move?
Throw it in the toilet.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California. Over on the commie, pinko, liberal,
effete
Huffington Post. There's a photograph of that woman in France who runs that right-wing nut job party.
That white supremacist group or something?
Yeah, the knuckle draggers.
Or is it anti-Semitic?
They're anti-everything. They're anti-immigrant big time.
We like it white.
Far-right France, the headline says, Le Pen leads in poll.
Oh, shit. Great.
Yeah, it's just fucking great. These attacks on Charlie Hebdo and things like that have fired up, just like they do here in this country, fired up the ninnies over in France.
How depressing, really. I mean,
the leader of France, this is on the HuffPo, it says the leader of France's far-right National Front Party came out on top in a new poll of potential 2017 candidates. So there's plenty of time, but still.
Oh, my God.
That was published in Marianne.
Oui. Are they a bunch of French rednecks?
I'm assuming Marianne is a periodical and not...
It's not a city?
Some woman that they publish things inside.
Marianne. Oh, yes.
They put Marine Le Pen, she's the head of the right-wing nutjob party over there, against the current president, François Hollande, and former president Nicolas Sarkozy. And some other potentials there. They said that she would gather between 29 and 31% of the votes.
Oh, my God, man. Is that the equivalent of, like, David Duke polling well in Iowa or something?
Well, Bachman, I guess, or...
But she's straight up racist, this Le Pen, correct?
Well, anti-immigrant.
Oh, okay. So it's like a Steve King kind of thing.
And... exactly. That's exactly it. Like, so Steve King was winning in a presidential race.
Oh, shit. So this is like French Tea Party bullshit.
Except I don't think she's as stupid
God,
as Steve King is, but...
I just don't imagine shit like that going over on in Europe. I guess I'm naive.
She's the daughter of the founder of the National Front, Jean-Marie Le Pen.
Oui, oui. We are bigots. Le bigot.
and, of course, taking full advantage of the Muslim attacks, not the Muslim attacks, the terrorist attacks. She's blaming all Muslims, of course. I've been warning of the danger of Muslim fundamentalism in our country for years, she said. So just like in this country, running around going, look, look, see. But therefore, we should take all your rights away and right. You'll be safer.
I mean, when the IRA blows something up, we don't run around looking for Irish people and, you know, blaming them, do we? Or do we? I don't know. I don't.
It's been a while since the IRA has been blowing a lot of shit up, but...
Do you think the IRA is a terrorist organization, or do you think they're a legitimate political party, even though you're Irish?
Now I think they are more of a political party.
Oh, okay.
I think in the day.
Yes.
You know,
a little terroristic.
So that's the headline in the HuffPost.
Right.
They're talking about the surge in the polls of the right-wing nutjobbery over in France.
Les bigots.
The headline, let's dial our clocks back, set our IQs down a few hundred points.
Yay.
I guess you'd be below zero, which is fitting.
Uh-huh.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Let's see. Immigration. That's what I'm guessing.
The headline is Bush takes Romney man in Iowa. Bush takes Romney man in Iowa. So is this possibly was somebody going to help Romney with his campaign in Iowa and Jeb Bush has stolen him away?
I think you're supposed to put in bed at the end of that headline, and it makes more sense.
Ew.
Like a fortune cookie.
Hey, it heads over to the New York Times. David Kochel, a Republican strategist based in Iowa who worked on both Romney's presidential campaigns, is now joining Jeb Bush's political action committee.
Why the fuck would you hire that guy?
I think Jeb Bush is prettier this time.
but why would you hire a loser? They lost.
Right. How well did that go?
Hire the people that work for Obama.
Of course, they have lost. I mean, technically, they lost the last three because fucking, Bush's re-election, inexplicable to me, but Bush's first election, they didn't win that one.
Do you think we'll see an independent party run for president this year, an independent candidate that's Republican-leaning but more centrist? Or do you think they'll be more fringy?
No, I think the Republicans are going to be the more centrist, and if anybody is going to run as a lunatic, it'll try to be a more...
I mean,
a lot of people are saying that the Tea Party is getting pissed and is talking about breaking off, which would be death for the Tea Party.
Why are they mad?
Why are they mad? Because they're insane. But
that's true.
Yesterday we talked about that Fox isn't religious enough for some of these
things. Yeah.
Fox is anti-Jesus to some of these people.
Are you surprised that there aren't factions of the Tea Party that are breaking off? They're like, listen, why are you obsessed with this Jesus shit? Our original intent...
Well, some of the guys that allegedly started the tea, well, you know, the Kochs are the cunts that started the Tea Party, kind of, and they're not Jesus-y, but they've used the Jesus lunatics, they crawled in bed with them over the past 20, 30 years, to get Republicans put in, and they're trying to get their libertarian, I got mine, fuck the poor, pure capitalist agenda passed. You know, and if we're stuck with little Jesus on the side, I guess they're willing to take that.
What a bunch of assholes.
Inexplicably.
I mean, really. Just what a bunch of marks and shills.
So that's the big news over on the Drudge Report is that...
Yay.
Apparently, Mitt Romney, nobody wants to dance with him at this prom.
So he's not going to find a strategist that's going to work with him. I think it's a...
Well, he's got $300 million. Of course he'll find
He'll just hire a better person. God. Why would you hire the people that worked for you last time? It sort of is like, why would you run again if you're just going to do the same old fucking thing?
Right. I who knows? And if Romney thinks he's going to come in to the right of Bush. I mean, he's going to try to paint Bush as a rhino.
Right. And actually, the former Bush, who was president, is going to try to paint his toenails.
He'll be paint, or somebody else's, a picture of somebody right. else's toenails.
You think, yeah, I'm doing a series of presidential nudes. I'm having Jimmy Carter come in and pose.
Yeah. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
As our president. God, that was our president.
That is not a guy that knows how to talk to women. I mean, the fuck?
Would... You're practice there. They're kind of low. All across the country.
I mean, what woman listening to that wasn't like, bleh, I want to throw up in my mouth. Practicing their love. What the fuck could he, what does he think goes in a doctor's office?
It's really romantic, having
their love.
A cold speculum shoved up your vagina.
Let me light a votive. Maybe they burn incense. Pour you a glass of champagne. I'm practicing my love.
With Barry White on in the background.
Yeah, let me take a sample.
Hey, baby, I'm going to give you a little pap smear right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. He just, God, what a fucking asshole. I mean, the ability to pick the worst words with a microphone in front of your fucking face, that's quite a talent, man.
It is.
Jesus Christ.
When animals get pissed.
This is the story I saw that I just saved. Is the headline that just popped up. North Carolina. Deadline, North Carolina.
Fuck you.
A woman known as, quote, the Bear Lady, for her devotion to feeding black bears.
Oh, great.
Then visited her remote Terrell County property.
That's not good.
Guess where this is going? Might have been killed by the very animals she was caring for.
Oh, shit.
The remains of 67-year-old Kay Grayson were found by law enforcement Monday in the woods, about 100 yards off a dirt road leading to her home. People were alerted that they hadn't seen her in a few days. An autopsy is underway. But they say that they think that she... Because with the help of bloodhounds, they tracked her down a known bear path. They found torn clothing, pieces of hair, bones.
Oh,
they suspect
shit.
She got dragged into the woods and killed by bears.
You know, what was that Yogi the Bear? What would he always say? Don't feed the fucking bears. And he was a bear. He knew
no,
better.
He wanted to get fed.
Right, right, right. But
the picnic baskets, boo-boo boy.
You know, this is the Appalachians or North... What'd you say, North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Typical redneck fucking bullshit. I went so many times to the Smoky Mountains, and people, they see a bear, it's not like, oh shit, there's a bear, let's get in the car and be respectful of this animal that can eat us. They're like, get out the fucking camera.
Let's go pet it.
Instagram. Yeah, feed it. Don't feed the fucking bears.
She fed,
everybody
they
knows
said
that.
She used to feed the bears. They say that, based on what they believe, though, they say that she was dragged into the woods by one or multiple. The clothing was ripped apart. They said she was a very nice lady. She loved all nature, especially bears.
Well, at least she went peacefully. Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't. She went the opposite of peacefully. You know, I don't know if you know this, but at Vile Experience, you aren't supposed to feed bears because they don't necessarily understand when you run out of fucking food. That's what the park rangers used to say. They don't understand that your cooler is not an infinite source of...
But technically, you don't run out of food if you're still staying.
No. That's a good point. Look at me. I'm a fleshy fruit right. roll-up.
Right? That's like they're saying you're the bread bowl to them.
Oh,
you're giving them the food, and then when that's all gone, you're their bread bowl.
Yeah. They don't get it.
You're the container that's giving them stuff
that
they could also eat.
But the bad thing about this is not only is she, this woman, putting herself at risk, now the bear, instead of like avoiding people like they do naturally, they see us as a fucking food source. So now that I guarantee you these park rangers are going to have to either relocate these bears or kill them. That's what happens. They have to take them out.
Yeah, why?
Because
it's not the bear's fault.
No, it's not the bear's fault. It's the people's fault. But now you've got a bear roaming around the woods and... South Carolina, North Carolina that now eats people. You've got a man-eating fucking bear. I don't mean to sound like an alarmist, but they're going to have to go out and find this bear and kill it. Or they're going to have to move everybody out of that area.
But it's a remote... It's the bear's area.
I understand that, but this dumbass ruined it. I mean, maybe nobody else lives out there or something. Shit.
It said it was rural Tyrell County.
Tyrell. Might as well eat. Yeah, I don't know.
Tyrell County, North Carolina.
There are worse ways to go. Or maybe not. Probably not, I imagine. What would you rather, be eaten to death by a shark or a bear? Your choice.
Shark.
Because you're going to drown, you think it might be over?
I think you go quicker with a shark. I don't know why.
Oh, damn. I don't know. It's just, I was just actually reliving both in my mind what I'd never... You know, I've never
imagining.
Your yes. Yeah. Or would you rather be copperhead bit?
No. A fucking snake?
Well, a snake you could survive.
Do I have to go to some religious service to get bit by a copperhead? That's the worst part.
Yeah, you have to go to the snake handlers.
I can handle the snake. It's the religious ceremony around that I can't handle.
God, that's a horrendous, horrible story, man. Drug off in the woods.
Yeah, not great.
Not great.
Not a great way to go.
No.
We've got a frequent, we frequently post updates about Justin Bieber.
Oh my God. Was he at this remote, South Carolina location?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, there were Bieber prints all over the woman.
Hey Bieber, go feed that bear.
Well, Justin Bieber apparently is on the Mea Culpa tour. Somebody must have gotten a hold of him, his handlers or something. He hasn't done anything megalithically shitbaggish for a while.
Yes.
But
shitbaggish.
What did you see? The story took me to his fucking Facebook goddamn page.
Gross.
So I could play this video.
What a dick.
And I'm looking at, you know, his balls and shit.
Oh, perfect.
Some Kelvins. That's exactly what I want to see.
Does he have nudicles? Did he get nudicles for this photo shoot? So his balls would look more round and spherical?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if it came out in the story that Justin Bieber actually has a birth defect? He has cube-shaped nuts.
He has square balls.
Yeah, he's a Rubik's Cube in his sack.
So he went on the Ellen Show.
Oh, my God.
And
who watches that, by the way?
I don't know, but it was fucking trending on Twitter this morning. I really wanted to just bite into my cyanide capsule. It was hashtag we will always believe in you. It's not trending anymore, thank God. But like, we'll always support you, Justin, or we've always believed in you, Justin, or we don't care what you do, Justin. You can kill babies and we love you, Justin, that kind of shit. annoying as fuck, just from all these adolescent girls.
So, God, I would be so worried if my child was into Justin Bieber about his judgment skills.
So he, on Ellen, claims that he, you know, has done some stuff he's not really proud of.
Yes.
And Ellen is quite the consummate comedian. She, oh, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm acting. Look at me. I study with Uta Hagen.
Having said that, I do like Ellen. I mean,
yeah.
She's funny. Her stand-up was
good. Her stand-up's fucking funny. Her talk show's annoying as fuck.
Right.
Sorry.
So here is a video that the Biebs posted.
The Biebs.
On his Facebook page. Here's a little bit of Justin Bieber.
Because I wanted to express how I feel right now. So today I was on Ellen and it was a lot of fun. She's amazing. It was her birthday. Happy birthday, Ellen. But I was really nervous. And I think I was nervous because I was afraid of what people are thinking about me right now.
I'm really nervous.
Fuck is his problem?
So the past, I don't know, couple of years, every interaction we get from Bieber is, hey, what's going on? What's going on? And now all of a sudden it's like, I was really nervous.
He has that vocal fry voice.
Somebody's been given an update by their people.
God, I mean, dude. He that voice is just annoying. Yeah. Oh yeah, hi, I'm Justin Bieber.
It's probably late at night, and he's probably got 7 supermodels right. that he doesn't want to wake up scattered, strewn throughout the room.
Does he think he's Matthew McConaughey in that fucking Lincoln truck?
Right.
That Lincoln truck, whatever the fuck commercial that is?
Moving through the universe, yeah. I find myself.
It's been a minute since I've been in a public appearance. And I didn't want to come off arrogant or conceited. Or basically.
I didn't want people to know what I really am.
No, dude, no one likes you. It doesn't matter what you say in your little fucking weird vocal fry baby voice.
Yeah, I've been acting the past year and a half. And I was, I'm not who I was pretending to be. And why I say pretending is often we pretend to be something we're not as a cover-up.
Do you notice the...
We pretend to be something we're not as a cover-up.
Well, he's quite the philosopher. He's really quite the philosopher.
I mean, he's just a dickhead.
You notice the, shall we say, urban speak?
No, I missed
has gone.
That. Oh, yes. He doesn't have that little, you know.
Where's this been? This right. is, I'm Justin Bieber.
It doesn't sound like he's from the Beastie Boys.
Yo, I'm Justin Bieber. I was born and raised in Canada.
Of what we're truly feeling inside, and there was a lot of feelings going on in there. Just being young and growing up in this business is hard. It's growing up in general is hard. But yeah, I just felt awkward up there. I felt like people were judging me.
We are.
Okay, yeah. And also, Justin, I just don't care. You could be on fire burning to death right now, and I don't give two shits. But thank you for this heartfelt rambling.
Yeah.
Is he the Dalai Lama? Who gives a fuck what he has to say? He's like he's the Pope Francis releasing a statement.
There's smoldering villages in Nigeria from Boko Haram.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
we're
yeah.
supposed to be concerned about... Oh, yeah, I was a little nervous on Ellen. I don't want people to judge me.
He didn't release a statement apologizing. Wait, no, he did apologize for writing in the Anne Frank guest book when he visited Anne Frank house. He said, what does he say? He said, I imagine Anne Frank would be
she would have been a believer.
A believer.
Right. She was a great gal.
She burned to death in a Nazi concentration camp in an oven.
Baby,
yeah.
Baby.
And your life is so consequential.
And I really want people to know how much I care, how much I care about people, and how I'm not that person to say I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm not that kid.
Well, wow.
F-bomb from Bieber on his Facebook page.
Well, the feeling, we don't give a fuck about you. I mean, there's that. I mean,
and he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't care. And I get it, dude. You're rich as fuck. You're 20. What, how old is this
20.
Idiot?
20.
Yeah, yeah. You don't
21 or something.
He doesn't. Like what's today? Today's 29th of January. Right now, I'm thinking about rent.
Yes.
Do you think he's thinking about? You think he's thinking about rent?
No.
God, it's just fucking the arrogance of this goddamn fucking recording. He didn't even think about what he's going to say.
Well, he doesn't. I don't think he's thinking about anything.
And now we all have to listen?
Like ever.
What's he apologize? Why would you apologize for something that you, for nothing?
His people got to him. He's doing the mea culpa tour.
If he's really sorry for his existence like he's claiming to be, then end it. Jump off a building.
He realizes he's turning 20 and he's getting a little long in the tooth and some new little shithead is going to come along. And make the girl's panties all frothy. And he's, I don't know, I guess his shit baggery. They're probably telling him, look, everybody fucking hates you. You
no
get on stage
you.
And unless they're 14, you're getting booed.
Yes.
Do you remember that? What did he do not that long ago where he fucking took his shirt off or something and he got booed? And he was in disbelief standing there on the stage that... These people were booing him. He couldn't understand what was
happening.
You
know what he's got to do? Somebody like Justin Timberlake. That's a good example of someone who transitioned right from like boy band bullshit. Now he's kind of respected. He's a good actor. He's a great performer. He's got to spend some time with his Timberlake. He's got to teach Justin Bieber that he's got to transition from just a frothing asshole of shittiness into, you know, a human being, if it's at all possible.
Maybe he's not hanging out with little jizz anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Bieber.
What's little Jizz up to?
I'm a person who genuinely cares, and although what's happened in the past has happened, I just want to make the best impression on people and be kind and loving and gentle and soft. And as, although people can call me a softie, that's how my mom raised me. And
that's where he stops the video.
Good. That's the end. Is that where he hangs himself?
276,000 thumbs up.
Wow. Well, can we thumbs it down?
3,513,000 views.
Oh my God.
Already. And it was posted 18 hours ago.
God, what an asshole. What a supreme, like, narcissist. Like, that's a narcissist. He releases a statement that says, I'm sorry for what I've done in the past.
I'm sorry I was such a shithead.
Because I wanted to express how I feel right now.
I wanted to express how I feel.
And, like, I don't care. No, maybe nobody cares. No, listen, I want to express how I feel, but I know no one gives a fuck. No one cares.
26,000 comments.
26,000 comments. More people have thumbed this video up than they vote for their fucking representative in Congress.
I knew he could change. This one says, You are one people amazing.
Yeah, there you go. There's your fans.
I really love you, Bieber. I love you. Brazil lovers you. Oh, well, you know, English isn't her first. I support you, man. I get a lot of hate for it, but I truly believe you're going to make it out the other side as a strong man of love, faith, and music, smiley face. Stay strong. Stay true, heart.
He's soft. I'm soft.
I'm soft.
I'm a softie, like my mother raised me. Like my mother and Usher raised me. I'm a stupid softie. That's what he should have said. I'm a softie.
Part B may have been the problem.
You know what the softest part of Bieber is?
Yeah.
The brain. Yeah. His brain. Or maybe the space on his skull didn't grow together. He still got a little soft spot.
So Bieber is sorry for his arrogant behavior. I'm sure he's turned over a new leaf and nothing will happen.
Well, congratulations, Bieber. Great apology. Great fucking statement. I don't know what you meant by it. I don't understand it. It's just as coherent as anything else you said. How's that?
Right.
Hey, he's more coherent than what's-her-face. Palin.
Well, that the bar is fucking low on that one.
Well, I mean, she was running. She ran for fucking vice president. This guy performs for stupid girls that their brain hasn't fucking formed yet.
They'll be all vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
We should play side by side compare. I mean, which is more? Which one do you understand? I guess the point with Bieber is he's apologizing for nothing, and Palin's point is.
Was apologizing for being him.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Apology accepted.
Well, but it wasn't him. That wasn't me the past year and a half when I was pissing in buckets and peeing off of the balcony onto people below and shit like that. That wasn't me.
He pissed into a mop bucket of a guy that has to mop up after people like him for probably minimum fucking wage. And didn't he spit on people? Didn't he spit on his fans?
He didn't piss on people. He spit on them from the balcony.
He pissed in the mop bucket.
Pissed in the mop bucket, spit on people from the balcony.
Well, how do you apologize for that behavior?
Drunk driving.
Yeah.
Racing.
The guy's two clicks away from a fucking straitjacket.
Although I'm driving like an idiot, I can't judge. Because in the day, that was my vice.
Yeah, but
I didn't drink and drive, but I did like a complete asshole.
Did you release an apology on Facebook?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna turn the lights off in my room later and fire up my iPhone like this, and I'm gonna go talk like this.
Yeah, I'm so sad. Really did he record this on his phone?
Oh yeah. It's a
selfie video.
It's a total selfie.
Yeah, eat a dick, dude. Nobody cares about you, honestly.
Although he probably got a text from his publicist. Okay, now follow up, Ellen. Make a stupid selfie video and you apologize a lot.
Right.
But what do you want me to say?
I don't know. Just apologize a lot.
How do you interview that guy if you're Ellen? Because he's probably one of these famous people that's so weird they can't necessarily talk. Like Paris Hilton or Michael Jackson, right? They didn't say a lot
nothing
of things.
Nothing to say, right?
Coherent.
There's nothing to say.
I mean, I'm sorry to lump Michael Jackson in with Paris Hilton and Bieber. I mean, Michael Jackson, a child rapist, infinitely talented. Bieber and Paris Hilton, not child rapists, but not talented.
Bieber, I don't know. Baby, I mean, he can sing baby, a little, baby, right? Oh, he can dance.
So can Paris Hilton.
Give him that shit.
Paris Hilton was in a movie musical called, what was that called? The Repo Man.
Opera, the Rock Opera. Repo Man, the Rock Opera.
Did you ever watch that?
Parts.
Oh, my God. It was on Netflix for a while. That is just insane.
Did you see it, the whole thing?
No. No, I would challenge you to see the whole thing. I don't know how you do it unless you were, like, strapped down to the couch, Agent Orange style. Could you stay awake for that fucking thing? It's so boring. It doesn't make any sense. It's Paris Hilton running around in some weird, like, she looks like they're in a, it looks like a high, if there, you know what it looks like? It looks like a middle school putting on a musical adaptation of Blade Runner. That's what it looks like.
Jeez.
That's a good description of that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Your loss.
I did, I fell asleep during Passion of the Christ, though.
Oh, did you really? What? Did you laugh out loud when the crow ate out the eyeball of Yahweh, Yahweh's son?
So ridiculous.
So stupid. You're right. That is torture porn. My ex-wife went to that on her fucking birthday.
That's insane.
On her birthday.
That's insane.
I said no. I'm like, I'm not going to that. I don't care if it's your birthday. How's that?
Maybe that was a portent.
Yeah. Oh, it was a nail in my cross.
Things to come.
Yeah. Better off divorced. I mean, who wants to see? Who wants to see
Did
that?
Did she go to church and shit?
No. No. She's just raised Catholic her whole life, made insane by those loonies.
I was raised Catholic my whole life.
But you're, I don't know what to tell you. Listen, she's fascinated with the torture of Jesus, like so many others that saw that fucking movie. I don't think they're religious. Just fascinating.
Yeah, really crazy.
He died for our sins. It was really uncomfortable. What do you think is worse, a crucifixion or getting drug off into the woods by a bunch of hungry bears? Which would you prefer?
Sacrifice himself to himself.
Oh, yes.
Crazy.
Did he release his stupid little Facebook video apologizing
for it? He did apologize later.
I heard Jesus, though, had that that vocal fry thing going on. When he was praying on the cross, he was like, oh, forgive.
Forgive them. They know not what they do.
They know not what they do.
Nice. Speaking of knowing not what they do, this is a story. It's all over the intranets today. Out of the beautiful, wonderful, sovereign state.
Don't mess with Texas.
Eat me.
Gustine, Texas.
That's a town?
Gustine.
Oh, shit. That's got to be horrendous. Gustine, Texas.
Or who knows how they pronounce it. They might be Gustin.
Gustin.
Who the fuck knows? But when on Monday, officials at Gustine Elementary rounded up 24 students, divided them up by gender, ordered the children to pull up down their pants.
What?
Far enough to look for poop stains.
No. That's not true. You can't do that. That's child abuse.
When officials at an elementary school in Gustine, Texas, kept finding poop on the gym floor, they decided to get to, quote, the bottom of the matter.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, when I grew up in high school, and the most valuable thing in a whole school is the fucking gym floor. That is the most valuable thing in a high school in America. And those principals, they live and die by not having that floor damaged. Isn't that crazy? Can't get shit on it.
The boys were taken to one room. The girls were taken to another. They were told to take down their pants. They said that the mother, you know, some parent, there's going to be obviously some shit going on here.
Oh, you got to arrest people for this. This is fucking child abuse.
Even the superintendent says
it's creepy.
Making kids drop their drawers goes too far. That's not appropriate. We don't condone it.
It's against the fucking law.
Early in the investigation still, that he said he was told that the children were told to lower their pants just a little, but one of the kids says, past your butt.
Oh, shit. I mean, God. I mean, really, Obama, you got to get in there. If you're interested in running this country, you got to get into Florida, get into Texas, maybe Alabama, figure out what the fuck is going on there.
Angry parents are already planning to show up at the next school board meeting to look for a head to roll.
Hell yeah, man. Dude, if my kid came to me and said some freakazoid gym teacher or whatever asshole was like, hey, it made me drop my pants and inspected me.
To look for poop.
I would be calling the police. But that's child abuse. You can't fucking do that, man. It's crazy.
I guess I'm confused about the poop situation. I just read the whole article and it doesn't really tell you. It just says they found poop on the floor.
They think kids are shitting on the floor?
But, well, yeah, how would you, why would you then want to look at their, I mean, were there, was it smeared? Was there, I don't know, who knows?
Because you're a total fucking asshole.
Regardless, you don't line kids up and tell them to drop their drawers.
Yeah, it's abusive. It's weird. It's got to make everybody freaked out, you know?
That's that punitive, Christian, conservative view.
Perfect. It's Sharia law. You know, I looked up this horrendous place, Gustine.
Gustine, Texas?
Listen, I'm on their Wikipedia page. Population 2,000. No, wait. It says total 457. What the fuck does that mean? Maybe it's, 2,000 people.
In the middle of nowhere in Texas.
God. And you got a bunch of kids with their pants down in the gym.
Right. And what, I mean, anyway, I don't know what administrator or anyone would get that idea. Let's line them up, have them drop the doors, we'll look for shit.
No, no. In 2010, in the census, the population was 467.
I've got.
Oh, God. That's insane. 457 people, 180 households, 129 families.
Located in Comanche County in central Texas. It formerly known as Cora. So some apparently Cora pissed them off and they changed it to Gustine. Wow. Why would you change the name?
Got about 14.7% of families and 20.9% of the population were below the poverty line. God.
Crazy. So there you go. If you live in Gustine, Texas, your kid might get a little violated.
Yeah. That's just fucked up. I mean,
what sick pedophile want to make my kid drop his drawers?
God, was that? It's got to be. And I don't mean to jump to conclusions here, but I guarantee it was a PE coach or some PE fucker. I mean, when I grew up going to school, junior high, high school, the coaches,
knuckle draggers.
Oh my God! Yeah. Especially in the South.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my high school too.
Oh, really?
Not rocket scientists.
Jesus.
Yeah. Not rocket scientists at all.
Running around those fucking coach shorts with this fucking whistle around their neck and a stopwatch.
Right.
Good God. Making us all like, dude, we all had to like take, we had wrestling class one time. We all had to wrestle.
Yeah, how much? Me too.
Did you really?
Sure.
I don't know what size you were in middle school, but I didn't break 100.
AIDS baby.
Yeah, me too. I didn't break 100 pounds until my sophomore year in high school. I was small. I got my ass kicked wrestling.
Yeah, we had to, well, you know, we had to do everyone. You had like a week of basketball. You had a week of everything.
Hell on earth. I mean, I wasn't any good at sports.
No week of tennis. I don't remember having a week of tennis.
And a whole year of going in the locker room hoping no one beats the shit out of you.
Really?
How much fun. Yeah, that's what it is. I got picked on. I got bullied my fucking whole school career.
I was pretty lucky. I was not quite that pathetic. I was
right.
I was a non-entity.
Right.
So I was more of a stealth nerd.
Yes.
There were a couple of kids who were nerdier than me that took the actual abuse.
Right. Yeah, that, thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, that was you?
Oh, sure. Right. Oh, yeah.
You were the kid in high school that took the abuse.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I don't know what it was like where you were growing up, but we had quite, in Redneckville, USA, Georgia, there were quite a few students that were held back many grades. So you had these gigantic idiot, you know, like mongoloid moronic fuck faces who, you know, were seniors in the freshman PE class. You know, they just couldn't pass physical education for some reason. I don't know why. And they just fucking feed on you. You know what I mean? Throw you in the equipment cage, throw shit at you.
Throw you in the equipment
cage. Oh, my God. This kid threw me in the equipment cage, and there was a padlock that was open. No key inside. The guy just threw me in there, and he locked me in there. Locked me in the cage. And some coach.
What'd you say to him? Did you deserve it?
I didn't say anything. Oh. Yeah, I deserved it because I was born with, you know, I was a small child.
The slut.
Yeah, I was a slight, like, Niles Crane-looking motherfucker, and I just got thrown in the equipment cage. And the coach finally found me, and he looked at me. He's like, what are you doing in there? Like, I was putting him out. I was like, well, one of your moronic, gigantic redneck freaks of nature threw me in this cage because he thought it was funny. I didn't say that, but he was like all pissed off at me. I'm like, do you think it was my choice?
Damn it, Pfeiffer, why are you such a little pussy?
We have a call coming in from Alaska. It's an Alaska area code. Switching over.
1 second. Let's see if this works. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm in Russell at Walmart.
Oh, this is my brother, Jeffrey, calling in from the Sarah Palin's home city, correct?
From Walmart.
Yep.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah.
From Walmart.
Yeah. I'm so poor I have to shop at Walmart so I can afford to send my son to school so he can grow up to fight the man, and that way we won't have to shop at Walmart anymore.
Well, wait a minute. Is there anything else in Wasilla? I mean, is there like a Saks Fifth Avenue in downtown Wasilla?
Yeah, we got Fred Meyer, we got Target, we got all like the white trash box stores, you know. But I've just been listening to the show. I'm trying to find an aisle where there's nobody at because I don't want to offend anyone. I'm trying to find like the book section. But
not really. Wait, do you guys have any Duck Dynasty merch up there in the Walmart?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think so. I can go look. I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I'm anti-Walmart, but I mean, I have to shop here because seriously, they have the cheapest prices, you know, so.
Yeah, go grab a gun, wave it around. You'll be safe. You're white.
I can get a gun from the bulletin board. I can just go to the bulletin board at the grocery store and just buy one from some dude.
No, I thought you meant they just have one hanging there by a pin. The guns are actually there. They don't even bother with the cards.
Oh, my God.
It's just here.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, so.
Hey.
There's lots of everybody back in here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So you can buy a gun from the, like, community bulletin board at a grocery store? Is that legal?
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys, I've emailed you the picture that I've taken from time to time. Remember, like, there's an AR-15 for sale.
Oh, is that a nice gun, or what does that come with?
What do we come with? I don't know. A t-shirt or something? Like
accessories?
Coupon? Some coupon for Chili's? I don't know. No, I don't know. An AR-15 is a civilian M16.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. It's for
it's non-automatic.
I don't know what makes that civilian, but I don't know. That's an AR-15. And I've shot an AR-15 before, not in Alaska, but Georgia.
It has a drink holder, right?
Yeah.
You told me one time that you went out in the middle of the woods somewhere and you fired off some gun and the recoil gave you a black eye.
Yeah, I then shot a cop issue, saw it off shotgun or something. And then my friend had it and I decided I wasn't going to shoot with him. My friend Seal, he's from Fort Worth. He's like kind of a redneck guy. He's just singing my band. He's a really cool guy though, but.
His name is Seal. No,
this is different. He was Seal before Seal. It's the original Seal.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of my good friends, but we were just sitting around having some beers. He's like, hey man, you wanna go shoot my gun? And I was like, eh, okay. So we went out across the street into the woods and he's like, you're not supposed to drink and shoot at the same time, but it's not a rule. It's more of a guideline. So I was like, okay. So, yeah, I went and shot it, and the recoil, man, it was crazy. It was like, boom, and, like, the gun just, like, kind of went up in the air. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a gun guy. So, yeah, the last time I did that. But, I had two things I wanted to talk about, bears and high school gym teachers.
Oh, okay.
So, Pat was right. He said. Hello?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Is that my intro music?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It took me a while to find Seal.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. No, yeah. So, anyways, you want to get killed by a shark instead of a bear because, the bears, they like to have their own their food, like, rotten. So, you know, potentially, if they didn't kill you when they first attacked you, you know, if they kill you when they first attack you, that's fine, you're dead, it's over. But if you're still alive, they will drag you away and bury you, like, in a shallow grave.
Come on. You
know, no purpose.
No, I swear to God, they'll buy you, they'll bury you a little bit in the dirt in a shallow grave and let you rot for a couple of days and then come back and eat you.
Do they make you rub lotion on your skin?
Put the lotion in the basket. I don't know. They probably get the lotion from Walmart. I don't know.
What's it look like when a bear does that thing where he tucks his dick between his legs?
The mussy?
The mussy? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they probably do that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The bears are pretty crazy. That's why, like, they like rotten food. I mean, that's what they prefer, but that's why if you're in the woods and you smell, like, any kind of rotten, like, dead animal smell, you should probably just get out of there, because it's either something dead or the bear is going to smell like rotten, rotting flesh, because they're, you know, eating it and rolling around in it and stuff like that. But yeah. I remember when I was in middle school and I went into the gym, and yeah, and I was little and I didn't play sports, but so I went in there, and so everybody was changing back in to go back to class, and I never dressed out. I never really liked getting naked, you know, in the locker room. It never really felt like a good idea to me, so I just never dressed out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the coach came in and, like, we only had, like, he said, you guys got to be in class in like 3 minutes. You run behind schedule. You need to hurry your asses up. So he came in and he was holding this, like, giant staff, like some sort of, like, big giant stick, and he started, like, hitting everybody with it, and he started swinging around the air, like, beating up everybody with this giant stick. I thought it was funny at the time, but looking back, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It's hard to prove.
It wasn't the stick that's attached to him.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. Oh, but okay. Everybody, like, in my middle school went down for, like, I don't know, molesting children or something like that. I don't know, like, including the principal.
Right. One of the principals?
Yeah, it's the principal. He looked exactly like Boss Hogg, except he dyed his hair. And everyone used to joke about it. It was like, oh, man, look at Mr. Bitterman, he's up there talking to the hot cheerleader and everything. It's like, oh, yeah, what a perv, we used to say. It turned out it was true.
Now, it's alleged that he molested students. Or
did he get busted?
No, he went to jail.
Oh, okay, fuck it.
And another teacher that I had went to jail. And somebody else, like three people from Triple Long, went to jail for, I don't know, being inappropriate with students. Some sort of, like, they got busted for something. I don't know exactly what it was.
That's not a bad ratio if you think about all the teachers there. Only three? Come on.
That's pretty good, I guess.
And if you're a teacher and, you know, you teach hundreds and hundreds of students and you only fuck one or two, that's not bad.
And by the way, Pat went to Catholic school. I mean, that's just three people? That's nothing. Right. Please.
Catholicism, I don't know. If you're in that religion, you should probably just drop out. I mean, come on. They molested too many kids for anybody to stay in that religion.
I'm just listening to this story about, like, the locker room and this guy hitting the students with sticks. And I just think, God damn it, that's Georgia. That's Georgia education.
Yeah.
Do you think fucking Steve Jobs, do you think somebody did that to him when he was at school? No. And he created Apple.
Well, probably. He was probably a nerd and probably got picked on by the redneck coaches. I mean, I don't know where he went to school, but there's rednecks in every state.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's more in Georgia.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't know. What great minds came from Chestnut Log Middle School?
This one.
Oh, yeah, you. Oh, I'm sorry. I was
shopping at Walmart right now.
Right. You're right. By the way, could you pick up a Phil Robertson beach towel for me?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Do they have Palin merch?
They probably do. The big thing up here is, like, everyone is, like, all, what is the area code? It's like, What's up? 907 represent. You know, it's like, it's just an area code. It's like, when more people move here, we're going to have more than one area code. So, yeah.
Is there just
that's
one?
Extreme north side.
Hold on a second. Is there just one area code in Alaska?
Yeah, 907.
Fuck. That's wild. There's like four area codes within one neighborhood of LA. It's so many people here.
Yeah, and like in Talkeetna, you don't even have to dial the area code. You just dial the...
You talk to Mabel?
Yeah.
Huh? You call right. Mabel and ask her to connect you to the general store?
Right.
Right, yeah. And like, some people are like, oh, what's your number? You're like, oh, well, it's 503. 5037.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, what's the number to the pizza place? And it's like a 1234. Because right. Everybody knows it's 733-1234. That's pretty cool.
Now, a lot of our listeners might not know, but Jeffrey called in, I believe, a few weeks ago and talked about an upcoming project he's a part of. He's in something called Talkeetna the Musical. What are you doing?
I thought it was called Talkeetna the Musical, but it turns out it's called, the title was A Fatal Flaw. And so, yeah. Yeah. So it turns out, like, there is going to be a black guy in the play, which is awesome. I love black people. I love all people. But there's not very many in Talkeetna. And anyways, he just kind of showed up. I've never seen. He just kind of moved here.
I love all people.
Like, he's going to play.
I love all people, especially black people.
Well, yeah, I hope I don't sound racist, because I'm really not, but...
I'm just fucking with you.
Sometimes I think, like you guys make fun of racist people so much that sometimes it starts to sound a little bit racist, you know? Because yeah. I never used to listen to Glenn Beck at all, but since I've been listening to your show, I'm like, oh man, I love Glenn Beck. You know?
No.
Glenn Beck is awesome.
That's not what
and the other day,
at
so...
All.
Fail.
Oh. I know, but I mean, he's entertaining. He makes me laugh. He makes me happy. I don't know. I don't agree with what he says, of course, but, you know, it's the same reason I like to watch Fox News. I mean, that's my favorite show. I mean, that is great. It's so funny. say, for example, like, I cruise Reddit all the time, and then every now and then, or pretty often, I email Pat something, Ryan something, and then, like, the other day, I was going through... And I found this old picture of, like, a Klan rally where, I guess, after the rally, they decided to go to the fair. Yeah. And they got on this, Ferris wheel, and it showed all these Klan members in full, like, regalia with the hat and with the hood and everything on the Ferris wheel. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. So I'm going to email that to Pat.
It's a great picture.
And then I was like, hey, wait a second. I just saw a picture of the Ku Klux Klan, and I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. I'm like, why?
I didn't think you were recruiting me.
We get it.
We get it.
I know. I'm just saying, it's funny. I don't know.
I wasn't like, hey, Ryan, Jeff's trying to get me in the Klan.
I know. He always does that.
Look, they have fun times at the fair.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Right. Right. But I did see the picture, and I automatically was like, oh, man, that's awesome. And I think I was like, I even wrote in an email, I was like, oh, this is rules.
Yeah, it does. Because it's amazing. It's amazingly.
It is amazing,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
Ignorance is amazing and oftentimes entertaining. So
that's right.
I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, so the musical is going to be awesome, and the music's going to be good. I've got a solo, I can say F word. I think I might be, I was looking at the script, and I think I'm going to try to add in the F word, a couple of lines, just to see if I get away with it, because I think, like, I should probably add in the F word here. I don't know. I've never been in a play before.
Suddenly it's a David Mamet play.
I gotta tell you something. I have been in a play, and it depends on the...
Don't drop F.
It's not like stand-up comedy, you know what I mean? Somebody wrote those lines. Somebody thought about those lines.
Improv.
You just can't change it willy-nilly.
Right. We'll see. I mean,
yes, you can.
Bug it.
I don't know.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, what are you nearly finished with your Walmart shopping trip?
No, I don't know. I think so. Okay. I'm pretty much done. I can't, my buggy doesn't, or my cart,
right.
doesn't at least turn very good. It only goes in circles, so. in trouble getting out of here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man. Okay. Thanks for coming. We're gonna play some music. We got to go to break.
Yeah, we're going to play some.
Oh, and I did. I saw this one guy walk around. And he had this, like, giant, like, crocodile Dundee knife, like, attached to his pants, like, in, like, a knife holster. It was pretty awesome.
Where do you live?
And, Kerry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right, man.
We're going to get some
bathtub gin.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Take care,
Jeff.
Bye.
That was Jeffrey, our Alaskan correspondent, phoning in.
Correspondent
from the Wasilla Walmart.
From, I mean, he could be within like a couple of miles right now of that idiot as she's recording one of her ridiculous YouTube videos. She could be there right now going, oh, geez, I'm over there. Oh, geez.
People walking around with fucking big knives and guns. God. Good God. Well, I mean, listen, I don't want to get... Can you imagine?
But you're still in town.
A bear dragging you off.
Not in the tampon aisle at Walmart. In
you don't know. You don't know. That might be... These bears are like, oh, my
exactly
God. Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's where the menstruating women are. That's where the bears are going to congregate.
And then the bear drags you off, and then he digs a grave. Does he have a shovel?
Well, it sounds like
that's horrific.
It sounds like he's like it's a luau, like it he buries it for later to cook it or something.
It makes me want to carry around little cyanide capsules just in case I'm mid shark attack, mid bear attack. I can pop one really quick.
All right, we're late. We gotta take a break. I have to piss like a racehorse. We'll be back. Empty what you need to.
Yay.
Fill up what you need to. Refill, repack, do whatever. Check out a Walmart wherever you are. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Here's a little bathtub gin from the gentleman that just just called us. He'll be on the drums in this little ditty from Talking Alaska. Bathtub gin. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I can't hide from you in my sleep. I might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real, but I still like the way they feel. What do you want from me? 'Cause
and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of Ray Sterling with Trouble Me. Before that, Bathtub Gin from Talkeetna. I almost said Wisconsin. Alaska. Oh, yeah. From Ryan's brother, Jeff.
You know what? I'd like to see a mashup of those two songs, meaning it would be great to hear Bathtub Gin accompany Ray Sterling on Trouble Me.
It would be. Very interesting.
I don't know if you could do that.
I don't know if Trouble Me sounds like a banjo song.
Right. I'm beginning to think, like, I mean, can we live on the planet with bears?
Well, we have been.
I know, but can we continue? I mean, it's just, those two bear stories are horrendous. They drag you off to a shallow grave, and then they let you rot?
Yeah, what? I didn't know that. I didn't know that they'd drag you off and save you for later.
Good God, man.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Big news.
Yes.
Here, someone that I really feel is part of the show.
Oh, okay.
Here on Crab Diving, we play him so frequently.
Oh, I thought you were referring to Kate at first.
No.
Okay.
God, you know what? I don't think I have any of this guy's drops anymore.
Oh, really?
Even. Well, it's Brian Fisher.
Oh, God.
Big news last night. Rachel Maddow was breaking the news that Brian Fisher, who was the spokesman for the American Family Association.
Yes.
A group of ninnies.
Yeah.
Is fired.
That's the best. I love it.
From his post. I'm not sure exactly. It has something to do with Israel. Right now, the American Family Association has bankrolled some big trip to Israel. I don't know. And one of the problems was that Brian Fisher has said things like, you know, well, Jews aren't going to go to heaven. Stuff like that. I think that's one of the...
Well, I agree with him.
One of the things, but...
I agree with him. I don't think anybody's going to heaven because it doesn't exist.
Right. But he did not lose his, thankfully, Ryan. There won't be a gaping hole here at Crab Diving.
Ooh.
Because, well, I mean, you know. But because he will be staying on his radio show and his YouTube channel. So we'll still have tidbits. Here we go. I think we can listen to.
Awesome. I can't wait.
A little Brian Fisher.
This guy has the most irritating voice ever, too. I cannot stand his fucking voice.
Now, some people who have picked up rumors here and there might have even be surprised that I'm even here, thinking that somehow I have been terminated. That rumor was circulating out there among some of the left-wing, low-information media sites. Which
low information media sites? You pick up the Bible, you cunt, and wave that as the answer to everything, and we're low information.
Yeah, that's no information.
This shows you something about the lack of journalistic integrity on the left. I mean, these individuals just don't do their homework. They misrepresent the facts. get something that basic that wrong. Now, what's happened here at AFA is since I joined the staff here at AFA, I have kind of been wearing two hats. One is to serve as a spokesman, one of the spokesmen for AFA. We've got a half a dozen of them. I've been one of them. The other is to host a radio program. Now, the challenge that creates is that spokesmen typically are not hired. They're not paid to have their own opinions.
So he's essentially going to describe to us how he was fired from being and why he was fired from being the spokesman.
Right.
But he's saying he wasn't fired from being the spokesman.
Yeah, yeah. I understand what happened. The people at the AFA, those lunatics, don't like what he says on his radio show, and they don't want him speaking for them. So they fucking fired his ass. I get it.
They are hired in order to represent the opinions of the organization. Now, you hire a talk show host, you are hiring him for his own opinions, to express his opinions. Not every opinion he is going to express is going to be something that everybody in his listening audience agrees with.
like you know, the Jews and things like
the
that.
Jews should
and,
burn in hell.
Like that little Jew part.
And that's the nature of talk radio. That was doing some calculations over the last couple of days, and I think I've been on air somewhere between 2,700 and 3,000 hours. Now, if you talk for a solid 3,000 hours, there's probably going to be some things you're going to say somewhere along the way that maybe thought, well, that was pretty strong when I said that. Maybe if I was doing that over again, I might use a little bit different language. That happens.
Okay. Yes, that happens.
I totally agree with him. Sometimes.
However, yes. When the positions that you are supporting too right. strongly
yes.
are heinous, it's a little difficult to put up with.
To all of us. Anyway, the low information media taken some of the things that I have said and made the false assumption that I was representing the official views of the American Family Association.
So instead of... What's the low information? He said some bullshit. The AFA said, you can't be our spokesman anymore because of the shit you're saying.
Right.
He was removed from that post. Now he's claiming that none of that is true. When he's saying he's corroborating everything that Rachel Maddow said.
He's just making it sound better. He's making getting fired sound better. He's, you know what? If I got fired from something like that, this is exactly the way I would fucking explain it to.
Which I was not. We've got that disclaimer at the end of every broadcast, at the bottom of every blog post that we submit, that the one who is speaking or writing here does not necessarily reflect the views of the American people.
Well, we got to get some shit like that for our network.
Here. Well, I agree. I get his point. But when you say things like, I think the Jews are going to burn in hell or whatever the fuck he said, that little disclaimer maybe isn't sufficient. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to bother the organization, maybe. Right. Well, depending on the organization, I don't know.
Fisher has in the past launched boycotts against Hallmark stores for offering cards for gay weddings.
Listen, those greeting cards are so fucking overpriced, by the way. When was the last time you bought a greeting card? I bought a card for somebody at Christmas at Target, and it was like $5.50. It's a card. We should boycott. I agree with him for different reasons. We should all boycott.
Well,
Hallmark.
The biggest bullshit holiday of all is coming up.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Oh, get the fuck out of here. That's so stupid.
But Brian Fisher has also in the past celebrated a fatal plane crash.
Oh, my God.
Quote, you by now will have read about the plane crash in Montana, which took the lives of 14 people.
What you may not have read is that among the victims were members of Bud Feldkamp's family, including two of his daughters, two sons-in-law, and five grandchildren. Feldkamp, it turns out, is the owner of the nation's largest privately owned for-profit abortion chain.
Hey, boo-boo.
So he basically goes on to say, well, you know, this plane crashed because they did abortions.
Yeah, but we got this disclaimer at the bottom of the page. Right. That should be good enough, right?
Right.
God, that's fucking horrendous. How the fuck does he look at himself? What a shithead.
In the association, but the low information media seem to have a little bit of trouble making that distinction, so we're going to help them clear up that confusion. So I've taken off my hat as a spokesman for AFA and will continue to be your loyal, humble, and cheerful host of Focal Point. We'll continue to meet right here every day from 1 to 3 p.m. Nothing has changed with regard to the program. You and I will be in this conversation every day, Monday through Friday.
Oh, we could do Brian Fisher live. We could cut over to him.
Is he on when we're on?
He's on 1 to 3, right?
Oh,
I wonder what part of the country he's talking about. 1 to 3 Eastern, maybe?
I'm going
before us.
I'm going out on a limb here. I don't think does he broadcast from West Hollywood?
I don't know.
You know what, man? Brian Fisher is somebody. You want to bring him to the gay pride parade? That would be fun. And just watch his fucking face.
Brian Fisher trying to tap dance.
Yeah.
And spin.
What is wrong with this fucking asshole?
The fact that he got fired. Yeah. Fired.
Yeah, relax, dude. You got fired.
Shitty bullshit that he fucking says.
Yeah. So what? How much could that have paid anyway? A spokesman for the American Family Association, is that what it is? AFA?
Right.
And it might have got paid a lot. They're all charlatans, right?
It's all bullshit.
Do people donate to them?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Donate.
American Family. They're out spreading family values, Ryan.
We're protecting the family.
Someone else who is protecting the family and someone else who is also an integral part of the show here.
Another shithead.
Is the ancient host of the 700 Club.
God, I just want to put lotion on his face.
Mr. Pat Roberts.
Somebody take that kid to church and let him understand blessings of discipline.
That probably was echoey. You forgot to press the button.
Oh, yeah.
But still, then it sounded like Robertson wishing somebody in an echo chamber.
In Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings. Right. It sounded like Peter Jackson directed that.
So, Pat Robertson, let's just do it. Pat Robertson got an email.
Right.
Apparently. And here it's going to be read to him. I'm not sure if it's Terry or not. Let's find out.
Terry.
Brenda writes, my daughter is a Christian and a good person.
It's not Terry.
Oh, yes.
I don't know who this person is, but it's not Terry Muse, and this is a different co-hostess. Although, maybe they trade off, because you said Pat does like a fucking marathon.
Oh, he's on all the fucking time. It's 700 Club? It's like he's like Brian Gumbel in the Today Show. Well, Brian Gumbel from the 80s.
Here's the question sent in.
Brenda writes, my daughter is a Christian and a good person. She lives with her boyfriend and plans on marriage, but he has to get a divorce first. Will they go to hell for this?
Okay, so my daughter is a Christian and a good person.
Yes.
She lives with her boyfriend.
Right.
Is planning on marriage, but the boyfriend ain't divorced.
Oh, okay. They're burning in hell. He's going to say they're burning.
Will they go to hell for this sin?
Survey says absolutely.
And Pat Robertson dials up the Lord, gets an answer back that says
the answer is yes. She's a good person, but
she's a good person, but she will burn to death in the pits of fucking Sauron.
So it doesn't matter that she's a good person.
Yeah.
And that nobody's getting hurt in this situation.
It's getting hot in here.
Where is the crime?
I don't know.
Show
dude.
Me the victim in this.
I don't know. Sin.
The answer is yes. She's a good person, but she's living in adultery. That's Hollywood. Only he's a good person, but he just killed 5 people and he threw his mother down the steps. But he's a good person.
That's Hollywood.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I think he's talking about like anti-heroes maybe in movies and shit. Like
he threw 5 people down a staircase and killed them.
I don't know
what the fuck.
How about he fleeced millions of people out of their life savings?
Yeah, yeah.
And how about conflict diamonds and shit?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm sure the worker conditions in his diamond mines in Africa are just spot on.
Of course,
wonderful. What would Jesus do?
Down the steps, but he's a good person. Nonsense. It is adultery. She's living with a married man who is still married, and she's a good person. Baloney. Well, we leave you with today's Power Minute from Psalm 34. Quote.
Baloney. Now here's some love from the Lord.
Hey, get ready for the Power Minute from Psalms, whatever the bullshiticus 69.
Power Minute from Psalm 34, quote, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
Brenda writes, my daughter is a Christian.
God gave us commandments so that we can see our sin.
That's the best.
That kid is so awesome. I love that kid so much.
Yeah, that was if you don't know what that was, it was a kid. There was a street preacher out. It was Halloween, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was trying to ruin everybody's fucking fun.
Some asshole out there with a megaphone telling people they're going to hell, and some like 11-year-old girl started yelling back.
They had one of those assholes at some event. It was in Pensacola at some art walk. Like,
ruined the night.
Yeah, they shut down the street so everybody could walk around the town and look at the art. But technically, they have all these alcohol carts out, and you just buy a drink and get wasted. And you wander around the city. It's fun.
That didn't go well in Venice. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. That got shut down.
Yeah. They did that for a while in Venice here in California. And after, it just turned into...
It was too much fun.
It looked like spring break.
Yeah.
I mean, there were... The day after, there were always empty bottles and empty glasses.
It was awesome. But they had one of these street preachers at this thing in Pensacola, and I was drunk. And I tried to get the guy to take a picture with me. I was trying to get Jeffrey to take it, or Jason. This is the guy.
They're onto that one.
Yeah, they were like, no, get away from me. I was like,
It's not fair.
Yeah, you're an asshole, dude. I'm trying to have a little fun here. You're ruining my night with your Jesus and your megaphone.
So that's what's going on with our friend Brian Fisher and all that stuff, and Pat Robertson.
God, those guys just never disappoint.
They're
consistently kooky.
Out of their fucking minds.
I mean, Pat Robertson sounded put off by the question. Boy,
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, duh.
What, are you dumb?
What, did you not? That's the first thing the Bible says. No adultery.
Right.
Or whatever.
Kissing cousin.
I don't think the Bible is a problem for marrying first cousin.
So you can marry your first cousin, but you can't live with somebody who's technically already married.
I don't have a problem you marrying your first cousin. Come on.
Unbelievable. Also today on the American Family Association Network, we have Mr. Mike Huckabee.
This show, it's jam-packed with lunatics.
It is.
We barely have room for this guy, and he's a porker.
Huckabee leans over into this category.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Here's Mike Huckabee talking to radio host Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
The American Family Association.
Kevin?
About Obama.
Ooh.
And the Muslims.
Oh, no.
They are incapable of knowing the difference between good and evil. And what we're fighting in Islamic jihadism is not just an opponent, it's evil. And I can't imagine why we are unable to see that from the perspective of the White House.
So he thinks that the White House doesn't think terrorists are evil.
Why would they think that
Obama supports the terrorists?
He's pro Al Qaeda
because he's a Muslim.
But wait, he killed Bin Laden.
He's droning the fuck out of innocent Muslims.
Look at the facts. Yeah. I mean, you might agree with a lot of the shit he's doing. If you just open your ears, you're right. Oh, nut job.
How dare you? He's black. I can't agree with anything.
You
got to have some idea that they're doing it for some reason, though. What do you think the strategy is as to why they're doing this?
Well, I truly believe that there is such a pervasive attitude of political correctness in this administration. They want to bend over backwards to do everything possible to accommodate Muslims. But they don't mind stomping all over Christians, and they do it regularly.
Citations?
Yes. Stomping. You know what? He'd pull out a bunch of memes. They're stomping all over Christians. Oh, my God. It hurts.
Look at that footprint.
But they're bending over backwards. They're bending over backwards for the Muslims. Jesus.
And this is just the most astonishing reversal of true American tradition that I've ever seen. I'm not against giving Muslims their due and allowing them to be American citizens and enjoy all the rights and privileges.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to allow the other than Christians to be American citizens, unlike some of his brethren.
Right, and by the way, Huckabee, not necessary. We don't give a fuck. Who are you? You're an ex-Fox News host.
And guess who doesn't get to decide who gets to be an American citizen?
Not Mike Huckabee. We don't.
But they shouldn't enjoy special rights and privileges. And for heaven's sakes, when it comes down to Islamic jihadists, we shouldn't overlook that they are driven by a religious fanaticism. And whether...
I'm drowning in irony.
I am too. I mean, oh, religious fanaticism. I mean, my God. How is he going to run for president? How is he going to debate
selling
people?
Books. He's not running for president.
He's just unreal.
I mean, he is. He might. He might find some idiots who are going to finance him for 10 minutes. Enough. But what they're doing is just paying for his advertising.
But, you know,
for his shitty, stupid God's Guns and Faggots book or whatever the hell his book
and
is.
Don't you think that like people like this kind of are just fanning the flames of fucking racism and homophobia? They are making the world a worse place. I mean, my God.
His audience is dummies who are afraid.
And people hate
him. He's got to keep them dumb and keep them afraid.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time you heard an atheist come out and say, hey, we got to get these Muslims in check?
Those that are out there saying it. There's like Bill Maher is very anti-Muslim.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of shit these days for being virulently anti-Muslim. So is Sam Harris.
Oh, really?
Big in the atheist community. Yeah, they...
Well, smarten up, assholes!
They go a little overboard. You know, they are saying that... Again, there's middle ground. There are... You can't separate the fact that a lot of these jihadis are doing it in the name of religion, of their crazy lunatic religion... Those are the guys on the ground, the dumb schmucks, the soldiers. The power base, I don't believe in a second, are 100% believers.
No.
They're into power.
You're saying they have an angle.
Well, right. And the same with Huckabee.
Right.
And the Christians in this country. The leaders, the Santorums, the Jindals are running around, you know, Jesus, 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 getting the dumb people... To be like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And the more time this Huckabee gets on air, doesn't his price go up to go speak somewhere?
Oh, absolutely.
Some dumbass event.
He really must have taken a seminar from Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all Gingrich did that last time. It was a brilliant marketing move. It really was.
Newt's kind of fun to watch, though, interviews because he's funny, but he's a flaming asshole.
Oh, huge asshole.
But the arrogance off Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
But fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But fun to watch.
Nothing phases that guy. You could say anything to Newt Gingrich. It just bounces off of him. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, and as loathsome as he is, he's also one of these guys that you could possibly have a beer with, and he might not be a complete dickhead to you. You know what I mean? Like, he'd probably, he'd get along with you.
Be funny if he got drunk and tried to make out with you.
Huckabee, I don't.
He doesn't seem likable, does he?
Did you hear what he said the other day? Even Megan
Kelly
was giving him some shit about it.
Megan Kelly, this Santa Claus Jesus is white, okay? That Megan
something
Kelly?
Something about his book where he was talking about how when he got to New York, he was shocked at the amount of cussing.
Oh, fuck you,
in the
dude.
Office place. And he said, you know, back in the Midwest, you just don't hear that. And not only the men, but the women, too.
Oh, my God. He's from the Midwest, and
you allow your women to swear in New York?
He's in the most amazing city on the planet, one of them, right? And that's his thought? Oh, my God. Listen to the language.
Well, he was just, it's just not what we do in the South and in the Midwest. We don't, and that is bullshit.
Such bullshit.
There are some profanateurs from the South. I know, I'm sitting next to one.
Right.
Somebody from the South
Kate?
Who swears a lot. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, but I'm good at it. I'm better.
What I mean.
Yeah, I'm very good at it.
But for him to say that the Midwest and the South don't swear, I'm from the Midwest, you cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cunt sitting next to me is from, and I'm a cunt.
We have horrendous mouths, whatever.
Well, yeah. So to say that, you know, oh, well, people just don't swear.
No, oh, yeah. He's so coy. He's like a shy little naive girl.
Right.
In New York, it's such a big city. Well, fuck you, dude.
This president wants to admit it or not. This is not a geopolitical battle. For these people who are our enemies, this is a religious crusade, and they will stop at nothing until they've killed every last one of us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But
he's got a point.
What's his point, though? But his point is, like, we went around all the Muslims up and put them on an island.
Yeah.
You're stupid. I mean, he is a fucking idiot. He's a dullard.
It's pouring kerosene on the knuckle-dragger fire.
Oh, my God.
To get the idiots all fired up. You got to have something to scream about, something to point at and yell, ah, they're coming for us, they're coming for us.
Oh, my God. And our president's black.
Yeah, no matter what, the president is still black.
I feel like they say Obama's name around or close to the word Muslim a lot to make people think he's Muslim.
They'll say it. What do you mean? Yeah. They'll say he's a Muslim.
They don't suggest it.
Yeah,
they state it.
They're not suggesting anything.
They're probably saying it at Fox. 60% of everything they say is total bullshit.
By the way, somebody else came out with an article the other day. We played a clip of Pat Robertson talking about reverse mortgages.
Oh, yes. To pay for your 700 club dues.
And this one woman at the Consumerist wrote an article that said Pat Robertson's description of how reverse mortgages work isn't accurate. I know you'll be shocked.
I almost did a spit take.
You'll be shocked to know.
It's not quite accurate, huh?
So I think, okay, in response to reports that Brian Fisher parted ways with the AFA.
Oh, this is the truth, huh?
The National Jewish Democratic Council issued the following statement. This is breaking news. We are pleased to see reports on MSNBC that the American Family Association has chosen to no longer employ Brian Fisher, whose comments were frequently insulting to minorities, including when he blamed the Holocaust on homosexuals and stated that Christianity is the only religion protected by the First Amendment. However, we continue to call on Reince Priebus and the Republican National Committee to cancel their upcoming trip to Israel with the AFA. So did you see that? The Republican National Committee is doing a co-trip to Israel with the American Family Association.
A bunch of anti-Semites.
That's the whole bullshit that's going on here.
Yeah.
So that's why they think that the AFA might have, you know, given a ceremonial boot to Brian Fisher. Because of this now, that politically, it might actually hurt.
You're saying Brian Fisher is a martyr.
He is. He's falling on his sword.
A moron martyr.
This says the RNC and the Republican Jewish Coalition have yet to speak. Republican Jewish Coalition have yet to speak out against Fisher's comments. And the American Family Association continues to be an organization that gave Fisher's voice and others a home for years. One man is not solely responsible for an organization's attitudes and beliefs, and the RNC must prove that it wishes to stand with Americans of all faiths and beliefs.
How does Brian Fisher figure, I'm sure we covered it, but how does he explain that the Holocaust was caused by gay people? I mean, because that's strange. He's actually got. See, that's the fucked up thing about this. Now I'm interested. Now I got to go listen to Brian Fisher, see why he thinks the gay people started responsible for the fucking Holocaust. These people are crazy.
Yeah, I vaguely remember kind of talking about that maybe on a previous show. Go to crabdiving.com,
yes.
Go to Stitcher, go to iTunes.
Was Hitler gay?
For the previous. Oh, now it might be coming back to me. Was he the one that was talking about how great the uniforms were?
Oh, yes.
Or something
he said
like that?
There's no way the Nazis weren't gay. Look at the uniforms.
Look at how fabulous.
Good heavens.
I don't know that it was him. But one of those right-wing nut jobs I remember did do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I kind of hope he said that now, because that's insane.
Brian Fisher Holocaust.
Right.
Brian Fisher, who blamed the Holocaust on gays, sacked by the... Oh, okay, so this is just talking about how he was fired.
Right.
Gays are responsible for the Nazi Party in 2001. Here we go.
They say that I make the contention that gays caused the Holocaust. This is wrong. I've been very clear in my writings and everything I've said that the Nazi Party is responsible for the Holocaust.
But
the Holocaust. What does he say? The Holocaust. What does he say? It's the Holocaust, you dickhead. The Holocaust.
So he's not saying that the gays caused the Holocaust. The Nazi Party caused the Holocaust. But
how did the Nazi Party come into being? The Nazi Party, ladies and gentlemen, was formed in a gay bar in Munich.
What?
A gay bar in Munich. What bar? Was it the Manhole Club?
And here he goes.
And historians agree that Hitler's earliest enforcers, the stormtroopers, the brown shirts, were almost without exception homosexuals. So it was homosexual thugs that helped Hitler to form the Nazi Party. In other words, no homosexual thugs, no homosexual brown shirts, no homosexual stormtroopers, no Nazi Party.
There you go.
Gay stormtroopers. I mean, really.
Gay stormtroopers.
Welcome to the Death Star. Yeah. What? They're not in white anymore. They're in rainbow. That would look cool. Oh, dude. A gay stormtrooper? But the whole outfit, instead of white, it's like rainbow colors?
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
You're fucking great. Oh, a rainbow lightsaber. That's the best. Oh, shit.
Oh, a multicolored lightsaber.
Oh, dude. I heard who's directing the new Star Wars? What's his fuck? AJ
Abrams.
Yeah, yeah. He said he was going to have a rainbow lightsabers in support of, the gay rights movement. I thought that was nice.
That's awesome. It's very progressive of him.
Right.
Non-progressive.
Yes.
It's like the same thing that happened last week or a couple weeks ago. Down again in the sovereign fucking state.
Don't mess with Texas.
Ugh, gross.
The last incident was there was a convention of Muslims that rented out some convention center, and the meeting was literally,
yes,
on how to improve the image of Muslims and reach out here in America to show them that, we're not all terrorists.
Okay, well.
Protested by, you'll be shocked to learn, a bunch of white people.
No, geez, honkies.
Screaming, get out of my country.
Right.
You're not Americans. Don't fly our flag. Meanwhile, these were all American Muslims.
They're telling people in Texas to get out of the country. The Muslims are like, well, honest.
I was born here.
I'd love to move out of Texas, but not the country.
Yeah, one Muslim girl wearing a hijab's like, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
You fucking, get out of my country.
You fucking dullard.
I'm from New Jersey. So today... in Texas, it is Texas Muslim Capital Day in Austin. It's just one of these ridiculous, any other place, any other group, that's a ridiculous proclamation. They give them a plaque and that's it. Nobody gives fuck all.
Or a giant spoon, depending.
But this is an event organized by the Texas chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
They say it's an opportunity for community members to learn about the democratic political process and how to be an advocate for important issues.
Great.
Freshman state representative Molly White.
Here we go.
A Republican.
Oh, God. Molly.
Wasn't there at the Capitol for the event, but she did leave a message behind. On her Facebook, she wrote this.
Okay.
Today is Texas Muslim Capital Day in Austin. The House is in recess until Monday. Most members, including myself, are back in district. I did leave an Israeli flag on the reception desk in my office with instructions to staff to ask representatives from the Muslim community to renounce Islamic terrorist groups and publicly announce allegiance to America and our laws. We will see how long they stay in my office.
Oh, oh, she's throwing down. It's an ultimatum.
What a dumb cunt.
Yeah,
I
really.
Mean, an
stupid.
Excruciatingly, knuckle-draggingly, drool-cuppingly idiotic monocell-brained cunt.
Don't they have to write laws and figure out how people are spending money and stuff like that? Don't they do, like, practical things that need to get done? How does she do this? She sounds stupid.
These are American Muslims. These are citizens of
yes.
this United States.
You represent them!
America. Oh.
You work for them!
She does not.
They fucking vote!
So she left an Israeli flag on her reception desk. We see where her allegiances lie.
Yes.
Which country does she work for? Molly White.
Yeah.
And any Muslim that walked in was supposed to be grilled by her staff that they're supposed to. I want you to renounce Islamic terrorism.
Everybody that's brown has to say this. How nice for them.
And you have to publicly announce allegiance to America. Swear, kneel down and kiss the flag, brown San Diego. Ooh, you brown person.
You know, I have a friend.
God, I hate these people yeah. so much. I really do. I try to be open.
Jerk off.
But then you see people like this hag, Molly White, who's
right.
just a revolting human being and represents and is fanning the fires in even dumber revolting human
yeah.
beings.
I mean, I got a friend, he's from Lebanon, and he told me, he's American, he's lived here for a long, long time, and he's like, you know, September 11th happened, and he was like, oh, please, you know, not anybody from my part of the world, not anybody, and he was like, oh, God, it's okay. going to be bad.
Yep. right now, it's they're the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Of the
And it's pure ignorance.
Of the month. And then there's you know, people tweeted. Of course, there's people. Wait, let me see. There's a group of protesters outside the Capitol. Radical Islam is the new Nazi. God bless America and Israel. Forever Texas Red. They're waving Ugh. Texas flags, Israeli flags, and American flags. And the group that is photographed that was protesting, it's about 10 or 15 people in this picture. Let me see. Let me go through.
Ooh.
White old guy. White guy. White old fat woman. White guy. White guy. White old fat woman. White young skinny woman. Big fat old white guy.
Okay.
White. 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 And white.
Not a medium size among them.
A couple.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of methy ones.
Oh, okay.
The rest of them are rather...
There's always a few methy ones.
Pear-shaped.
Yes.
I might say.
Congratulations, America. You're a big, giant fucking asshole.
Lots of hats. Lots of hats with pins on them.
I'm a cowboy.
And stuff like that.
Right.
One woman tweeted, anti-Islam protesters screaming, go home. Muhammad is dead. These are Americans.
The stupid Americans. I mean...
No, I mean the people...
Oh.
The Muslims...
I meant the protesters. Sorry.
...are Americans.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're fucking Americans!
There weren't that many of them, fortunately. One woman tweeted, only around 25 anti-Islam protesters here, but they're loud.
I mean, wouldn't this blow their minds just to know that these people have just as much rights as you do?
No, they don't!
You fucking moron. They're equal! They're citizens!
This woman tweeted, now they're chanting no Sharia and Jesus. As a Christian pastor is speaking.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be the soundbite that shows up.
Oh, yeah.
On international TV.
So dumb.
Shouting, Jesus is the Lord, shouting, go home. And these are the people that are screaming at Christian persecution at the hands of Muslims. Yet these are the people yelling, "Jesus is Lord, go home. We want you out of here."
Right.
Well, we just want to throw him out. We don't want to kill him.
It's a double standard. We're fine with it.
And there's even one Christo cunt.
Yes.
that like ran up and grabbed the mic.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you. Ran up and grabbed the mic and started, I don't know, probably yelling, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." I don't know.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing. Really, it's embarrassing.
The false prophet Muhammad. Islam will never dominate the United States, and by the grace of God, it will not dominate Texas.
What a hateful, disgusting human being. A vile rat's taint.
Yes.
Of an animal.
Score one for religion. I mean, really.
And listen to those people, those idiots in the background cheering her on. God. Yeah, you go, sister.
I don't care how cheap the rent is in Texas. I am not, you know, I don't want to live there. I mean, God.
People are fucking embarrassment to this nation.
Congratulations, moron.
So many good people out there. And the representative that goes on television is going to be this fat blonde snatch that runs up and grabs the mic from a poor Muslim person who's trying to, it's all about Islamic America. It's all about making everybody be nice and be friendly and having
outreach. They're doing what you're asking. They are renouncing whatever. What is it called? Islamic extremism.
Right. They were trying to make nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why can't you just call it extremism?
You know what these assholes want? They want them to rip off their hijabs and swear fealty to their Jesus.
Right.
That's the only thing that'll make those assholes happy.
They want them to be they want their skin to get lighter, and they want them to all of a sudden be fans of Larry the fucking Cable Guy.
Right. So that's about it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep yelling. I'm all fired up. But we'll be back tomorrow for Friday's edition to wrap up the week.
It's Friday.
Crab Diving. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast live. You can also download us as a podcast. Crabdiving.com, Stitcher, iTunes.
Liquid You.
Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff that's here on the network. 24/7 streaming for your ear holes. Go to crabdiving.com/live. If you're going to buy any shit on Amazon, go to Crab Diving. Click on the Amazon link. Buy your shit there. We get a taste. We get a nibble. We get it helps us out a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And all of our social media links, etc., is at crabdiving.com. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Jesus! 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 Jesus!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.